You're listening to the audio production of Fully Alive by Ken Davis, published by Thomas Nelson and read by the author.
Chapter 1. Lost. It was the end to a perfect day. My wife Diane and I had driven with our three granddaughters up an old mining road high into the mountains of Colorado, and we set up camp in a little meadow at 10,500 feet. This wasn't a camp site. This was a camp where the roads end and the wilderness begins. All day we rode ATV four-wheelers on narrow trails that snaked up above treeline to abandoned gold mines. We climbed to the tops of rocky ridges where we could see for miles in every direction. I relished my role as hero, trailblazer, and camping expert to the three little girls who shared this adventure. Kylie, the studious, competitive athlete. Lexi, the drama queen. And four-year-old Jaden, part-time affectionate princess and full-time nemesis to her sisters. The girls, in turn, were experts at making me stop to see the joy in the little miracles of life. My goal was to lead them to the top of the mountain. Their goal was to enjoy the journey. They squealed with delight at every clump of high country flowers and whooped with excitement when I pointed out the chubby marmot watching from his rocky sentinel. They collapsed in giggles when the little pikas with big ears squeaked in alarm and scurried off to dive for cover in the rocky crevices. Jaden stayed close by my side. She held my hand, soaking in the wonder of it all. Even at age 4, she climbed fearlessly up steep slopes and rode narrow trails, eager to find whatever surprise awaited around the next corner or over the next ridge. After a long, exciting day, we returned to our cozy campsite to fix dinner. Every meal you can think of is 100 times tastier when it's cooked over a campfire. That night, we had filet mignon, known to non-campers as hot dogs. Dessert was s'mores. What a delight to watch the girls roast marshmallows. To a child, a marshmallow on the end of a stick is an exotic torch. A beautifully browned marshmallow is boring, but smiles and shouts of joy erupt when the little white treats burst into flaming torches that can be waved dangerously in the vicinity of nearby siblings. The girls quickly mashed the charred globs of marshmallow and a square of Hershey's chocolate between two graham crackers and swallowed them whole so they could light another torch. When the marshmallows were gone, they poked their sticks into the coals until they began to burn. The glowing ember on the end of the stick became a magic pen for writing names and drawing elaborate designs in the inky sky. Finally, eyelids began to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?